Hey folks, today's Defocused Award Show episode is brought to you by Bothans.net. That's Bothans.net. Ever want to know the secret plans of a battle station? Bothans.net. They have many Bothans standing by to help you get the plans you need. No monthly fees or long-term contracts, just the information you need when you need it. Use the code DefocusYourFucks to get 10% off the first battle station plan. That's DefocusYourFucks to get 10% off. All right, that sounds good. Let's do the show.
Lock the gate!
All right, let's do this. How are you, what the fuck buddies, what the fucking ears, what the fucksters, what the fuck a Jedi, what the fuck a Hutts? I'm Mark Maron. This is the Defocused Award Show. End of the year. First time hosting. Hope you're having a good day. Had a good morning. Whatever time of the day it is for you. Currently out of town doing this award show. Got a venue. Not a cozy spot. Kind of big. Corporate joint. Exciting though. Big venue. Heading up to talk to my awards co-host right now. Interesting guy. Big politics guy. Not really what I'm into, as you know. But I got to work with this. Got to work with this guy. You know him. I know him. It's Emperor Palpatine. Can't really understand how this is happening. We thought it would be a fun idea. An honor to host with the Emperor. I'm a little nervous. A little nervous because he's the Emperor. But we'll make this work. The entire place is full of stormtroopers. I think they're pretty excited. Hard to say. Stormtroopers can be a tough crowd. Hoping I can connect with the Emperor. Connect with him as a person. Here he comes now. Pretty nervous.
Welcome, Maron. I've been expecting you. I'm looking forward to ending your award show.
Hey, what? What? I mean, this gig didn't even start yet. There's been some kind of mistake.
Oh no, my old podcaster. It is you who are mistaken about a great many things.
Look, man, I just got my mic.
Ah, yes, a podcaster's weapon.
Look, man, I don't know what the fuck you're on about, but I just got paid by Danny and John to come down here and do this thing.
Perhaps you're referring to the Defocus podcasters. I assure you, we're quite safe from them here. Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design. Your hosts down on the stage are walking into a trap, as is the audience. It was I who allowed the podcasters to bill us as the hosts. We're quite safe from the pitiful little band. An entire legion of our best troops awaits them.
Whoa, man. I didn't sign up for this shit. I am out of here. Fuck this.
Hey, have Mark and Palpatine showed up yet?
I haven't seen them, but this audience is going to rebel if we don't get the show on the road.
But we had to do it last year.
I know, I don't want to do it either, but it's our lot in life.
Let's get this shit over with then.
Live from the forest moon of Endor, it's the 2015 Defocused Year in Review with your hosts Dan Sturm and Joe Rosensteel.
First off, we'd like to thank all of our many, many guests we had on the show this year.
Four.
Yes, all of those four. Like Jason Snell discussing Real Genius.
One of my favorite lines that I always just think of in many different contexts is when they say, you are Chris Knight, right? And he says, I hope so. I'm wearing his underwear.
Yeah, it's just, you're one of the finest brains in the world. One day I hope to be two of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, zing.
There's a lot of another strange line is Kent puts his name on his license plate. And my mom does the same thing with my underwear. And then says, your mom puts your license plate in your underwear. How do you sit? And so underwear is a big theme for the writer on this. For his underwear jokes.
the real question is, are there more uses of the word penis or montages?
Oh, God.
Movie? I believe it may be tied at three each, but I'm not. I lost count tonight.
Well,
that's a game I like to play. I like to play penis versus montage.
It's a very strange game,
I think you're
Jason.
Right. It is three. We've got, didn't want you to think I was stuck up, all brain, no penis.
It's, yeah.
There's the hammering, the spike, and then there's another one in the dorm. I can't remember what it was.
It's a penis stretcher, but it's actually the launch pad for the...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. For the gyroscope. I remember as a kid watching that movie thinking, what's with all the use of the word penis? It's like they were allowed to say penis. They were not allowed anything more or the rating would get shot. So that was the word. And again, the rewrite guy, the college comedy rewrite guy came in and said, I know what we'll do. I'll drop in the word penis. We won't see any penises, but I'll drop in the word, and that'll be, I don't know why he talks like that. And that's his, that's my Hollywood voice. And they're like, all right, yeah, do that. And so there's penises and just references and then montages.
Well, look on the bright side. At least it wasn't a penis montage.
Was it, Joe? Why do you think that guy shouts in the study hall?
Angiotomic.
No, that's angiotomic.
No, that's angiotomic.
No, no, it's angiotomic.
Yes, him. We talked about stripes with him.
And waffles. Actually, we talked about pancakes, too.
Yeah.
Eh, it's fine.
Somehow. It just seems like it was shot by a different crew. I don't know why, but I do understand that he does need to get hurt so we can have maybe the greatest collective dancing scene ever put on film later on.
Is that so?
Yes, that is. If I knew one thing by heart the first time I saw it when I was, I guess, 8, that was the scene.
So, like, wait, did you learn the dance or just the things that they're saying?
I'm not going to go into details, but let's just say.
I'm going to imagine you got like a baseball bat and you're doing the little dance in your living room while watching the movie.
It was a tennis racket because nobody plays baseball here, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, spectacular.
Yeah, why does the chicken cross the road?
To get from the left to the right.
Yeah, I have such fond memories of that, honestly. Like, I really... Yeah, that's part of my childhood. I'll say that. I'll go as far as that. Yeah, that's actually part of my childhood. That scene, I would wait for that scene. Like, literally just, I wouldn't fast forward because, you know, respect the movie and stuff. But, like, I would literally just wait for that.
Next, we have Aline Sims with The Princess Bride.
Well, but they say that the Dread Pirate Roberts doesn't leave survivors. That was the whole thing with, like, Wesley is dead is because the Dread Pirate Roberts doesn't leave survivors.
Yeah, but he didn't kill his crew, though. So they would recognize him.
But they switch out the crew, the whole new... They explain this, Joe. Were you not listening? The whole new crew comes in.
Well, but the crew would have remembered the old Dread Pirate Roberts in case they ever, like, stumbled across him in a bar or something.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
No, it's forced in. One of those poisons, like... causes a short-term memory loss.
Oh.
Or midterm pirate ship memory loss. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Now we're getting some 1960s Batman utility belt stuff. So.
Last but not least, Glenn Fleischman with Highlander.
It's like, you couldn't get maybe like two angles and like a close-up or something. No, just the one shot, and then we'll just like punch in on it or something with a longer lens. Sure.
This gets me again, the round couch scene, his private lair scene. It gets me again because if this film had been done differently, we wouldn't know that he was immortal when he does the reveal. It is not interesting to us when he kills himself.
No, it's not even like he, like, okay, it was like a letter opener. Did he really, like, kill himself? I think that's a little extreme. And obviously her surprise at it, I think, should be more like, well, non-existent, since she has discovered that apparently it's been the same handwriting all of this time, and he just, you know.
Can we discuss her quote-unquote surprise after she stabs him? So she stabs him, she, like, screams a little bit, she has some tears in her eyes. Then they make out for a bit, God. And then they go have sex.
Oh, but...
Wait, let's come... I got to come back to this, because I want to talk about the sex.
All right, then.
Oh, man. Yeah, poor guy. Yeah. You poor guys.
You want to hold off on it a little bit?
I want to come back. Let's
add some suspense to it.
We'll circle back to the circle room.
I want to circle back, because there are things to say. There's a body double issue. The reason I'm bringing that up, and we'll talk about that, is the body double issue. There are a lot... Now, I'm used to seeing the movies. I know body doubles are used for all kinds of stuff, especially when you're doing stunts and whatever. There are so many body doubles in this film. There are so many times when it is obviously not the person, and I can't figure out why. Like, with Sean Connery, he just wasn't... wasn't available. So there's scenes in which they use a body double because he was gone. But there's other times when it's clear, like Christophe Lambert should be there because it's a scene. You've seen him in that scene before, that setting. He's in Scotland or wherever. So the actor should have been available, but they use a body double. So anyway, it's just sort of amusing. A lot of the shots, they just kind of, I guess, felt that was a better use of people.
I'm not entirely sure I noticed. Perhaps just speaks more to a lack of scrutiny on my part.
Well, having seen it 100 times, I may.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It was the pot. I'm just going to tell you.
I was going to say, do you really have an affinity for this film, or is it just one of those things that's personal to
it's
you?
It's fun. Well, it was a time and a place. It was the late 80s. We were all young. Marijuana was, you know, ostensibly illegal, but I was in Eugene, Oregon. You know, it wasn't really illegal in Eugene. Hippie town. Okay. I don't know if you know Eugene. It's a hippie town. It's all right.
I've been to Oregon a couple times, but only where the Intel factories are.
Eugene was called for a long time the last refuge of the terminally hip, and it was full of co-ops, and it was a very, very crunchy town. It's called Blue Jean, and we were proud of it. Had great marijuana, let me tell you.
Congratulations.
Now I sound like a stoner.
Cut down the plants with artisanal swords.
Now I sound like a stoner. No, it was back. Well, it's funny because, not to get into a disquisition on pot, but it was. I'm not really a drug user. It's not legal in Washington. I can talk about it openly. But there was a period of time, pot's potency has gone up crazily in the last number of years as it was cultivated, you know, in greenhouses. In Eugene, people just grew pot outside, sometimes in their backyards. There wasn't really much enforcement. There was some, but it was sort of a casual thing. And as opposed to being, you know, grown overseas and imported or down in Humboldt County, California, or something like that, we had locally grown pot and it was really good. There you go. Now you know.
You know, farm to table or...
Exactly. It was early. It was CSA pot. Oh. Not CSI pot, but CSA pot.
Well, okay.
Anyway, that's the reason I saw the film so many times. I swear, I'll stand by it.
This is a very circuitous path we're taking back to the body doubles and the sex.
That's right.
We'll come
back to that. So Connor's killed in this battle with the Kurgan.
And by killed, we...
Thanks to all of our guests for joining us in 2015. You each brought something special to the show.
Do I have to say this?
Yes.
And in our hearts...
See, that wasn't so hard.
Then why didn't you say it?
Because I have no heart and despise mushy stuff. Next category.
Fans of Defocused have written in to tell us what their favorite moments of 2015 were.
First up, Dan's Marc Maron impersonation from episode 61.
What the fuck? Any more titles filtering through while you're at it? You jerks.
What the fuck buddies, what the fucking ears, et cetera, et cetera. I think I'm going to get sued now. So.
Hey, folks, today's episode is sponsored by stamps.com. Sorry. That's my Marc Maron effect. That's how all of his episodes start.
I know. I wasn't expecting
all of a sudden, somebody added Marc Maron to the Skype call. Sorry to catch you off guard there with that.
Oh, God, it was so good.
apparently, I can do one impression well.
And it's Marc Maron.
Marc Maron doing a stamps.com read.
Oh, that's so specific.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be really useful.
Man, you really could have filled in for one of our missing hosts, Dan.
I don't like doing the voice. He's so shouty.
The second nominee is episode 55, A Soft Flaccid Waffle.
Like the maple syrup we get here, because me and my girlfriend actually like American style pancakes. I think there's just one brand we get here.
What is American style pancakes? Is there another style of pancake that you're more familiar with?
Yes, an actual pancake. What you guys have is not a pancake.
Oh,
it's a waffle. What you guys do is basically a waffle.
Wait, hang on.
Made in a pan.
We have waffles and we have pancakes, and there is a crepes. We have waffles and pancakes. What's the difference?
Crepes. What? How do you call those crepes? Whatever.
Yeah.
Crepes. The thin ones.
The thin one. The thin one. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the thin one. That's a pancake.
That's not a pancake. It's a crepe. It has a separate name.
No. That's new. Over here, that is a pancake. It's called the palacinka. Okay, that's what it's called. That is the literal translation of a pancake. You guys basically make a waffle in a pan and call it a pancake.
It's called a right? What? Isn't
Which
that,
I understand.
Isn't that those arcades in Japan?
Yeah, but in our language, palacinka has nothing to do with a pan. A pan is a pono, right? It has there's no correlation there. So what a crepe? What's I don't know. Like
crepe,
I don't know. You know
yeah.
how I say it. I know. Yeah, but that's a French word, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a French word. But yeah,
yes.
that is an actual pancake. You just make pan waffles.
But it's not crispy. They're not crispy.
Yeah, they're soft and fluffy.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to have like a soft flaccid waffle, would you?
That's, oh, please let that be the show title.
No.
Soft flaccid waffles.
What has happened to this show?
Well, at least we didn't broadcast this live. That would
have
been a disaster.
We're
going
to have to cut all of this out.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry. No, just,
congratulations
just wanna,
to anyone just... who is listening to this live, because no one else will ever hear this.
The third nominee is
what's the matter?
That's all anyone wrote in.
Oh, guess it's gonna be a short show.
Let's just listen to that bit again.
No, but I think he's talking about the hard shell taco.
That's the taco.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a fried tortilla. Yeah, we use tortillas in multiple ways, yes.
Yeah, but the ones
at
Taco Bell.
Well, yeah, okay, so a tortilla.
Our people use every part of the tortilla.
Yeah, but a tortilla is a salty pancake.
That's what
it is. Pretty much. It's the same function.
This right here is an act of war, my friend. Calling a tortilla a salty pancake, that is an act of war.
I don't know what goes into it. It's just not sweet, right? A pancake's sweet. That's. You know.
I want to flip my table right now, but my podcasting equipment is on it.
Well, you know. Well, I think we had a lot of controversy on the show, I'm kind of proud of. Actually, I really am proud of it. So
this is certainly one for the history books.
This will make an impression.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You know, Dan, all us Russians, we're all the same.
Yeah,
know?
God, for the love of dear. Well, it was lovely having you on the show, despite your hatred of tortillas and pancakes.
That was some good stuff.
Glad you cut that out.
It would have been kind of funny to hear the Emperor read that, though.
Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to those guys.
It's them. Blast them.
Stormtroopers!
I had no idea stormtroopers would show up if we asked for the Emperor to be on. Do you think they work for Mark Maron?
What are we going to do?
Do we have any Ewoks in the audience? Anyone? Good. Hey, go hit those guys with sticks.
I can't believe this award show was saved by Ewoks.
Hey now, that's no way to talk about our audience. We love our listeners. Now let's go join them for fireworks.
Okay, but I don't want to go near those helmet drums. I'm not sure they're empty.
Good night, everyone. Yub dub.
Lock the gates.
Mm-hmm.